Okay, thank you so much. Thank you for that joyous time of singing, Qingyang.
谢谢庆阳带领我们一起大家崇拜。
And this evening, as we begin, before we begin, we'd like to take some time to pray for each other.
那今天傍晚呢，我们开始之前，我们花点时间来为彼此祈祷。
Mr. Chia is going in for surgery this Thursday.
那谢先生呢，这个星期的星期四要开刀。
It's a total knee replacement.
是他要去动一个膝盖的手术。
He replaced the right side first, his right leg first, and now left side.
他之前是动了右边的手术，现在是要动左边的膝盖手术。
He was very happy with his first total knee replacement, and he wants to get it done for the other leg as well.
他第一次动手术很开心，然后现在要动第二次。
Now let's take time to pray for each other.
让我们花点时间来祷告。
Let's also ask the Lord to really speak to our heart and help us to understand His word this evening.
让我们也祈求上帝今天帮我们了解他的话语。
Our Father in heaven, we thank you.
我们亲爱的天父，我们感谢您。
We thank you that we can pray for one another.
我们能为彼此祈祷。
And this evening, we want to especially remember Mr. Chia.
那今天傍晚，我们要特别的想念谢先生。
And ask you to help him to not to be afraid, but to find a sense of peace and assurance in you.
我们祈求你帮助他不要惧怕，而是在您里找到一个平安。
Pray that you give to the doctors the skill to be able to do this surgery well.
请求您给医生智慧，把这个手术动好。
And we pray that as we take time to read your word, that once again you would encourage our hearts and uplift us.
我们请求你今天帮我，当我们阅读您的话语的时候，你会鼓励我们的心。
We pray and ask that you give to us the wisdom to understand your word.
我们请求你给我们智慧了解你的话语。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们是奉主耶稣的名而求。
Amen.
Amen.
The theme that we have been exploring at the this 2 months is this theme called "These became our examples."
那这两个月呢，我们的正道主题就是这些事都是我们的见解。
And this is our challenge at the evening bilingual worship as well.
那在双语崇拜会呢，这也是我们的挑战。
Our challenge is to be good examples for people.
那我们的挑战呢，就是要做好榜样。
How do we?Become good examples.
我们如何成为好的榜样呢？
We can do that by following other good examples.
那我们可以跟随其他的好榜样。
And one outstanding example is the Apostle Paul.
那一个很出众的榜样呢，就是使徒保罗。
We turn today to 2 Timothy.
今天帮我们翻到提摩太后书。
Chapter 3 and in verse 10.
第三章第十节。
And we want to take some time to look at the different aspects that the apostle Paul's life.
那我们花点时间呢，去了解使徒保罗的生命的不同方面。
We will take a few weeks to explore this, and we're going to begin today with this word in verse 10 called manner of life.
那我们在下几个星期呢，会花点时间来探讨这个话题。可是今天呢，我们会开始在第十节里读到他的品行。
So in this verse over here, Paul was saying to Timothy, he was commending him that you have carefully followed different aspects, and one of them is this one called manner of life.
那在这段经文里呢，使徒保罗其实在嘉奖提摩太，说你已经服从了我的品行。
So what is he referring to actually when he said manner of life?
那他说到品行的时候，他指的是什么呢？
This evening, I would like to take some time to share with you three aspects of what this means.
那今天傍晚呢，我要花点时间和大家分享三个意思。
This word manner of life in English is a phrase, but it actually comes from only one word in Greek.
那品行这个词汇呢，在英语其实是一个词汇，可是在希腊文只是一个字。
And this one word is called agoge.
那就是希腊文。
Yes. And this word over here is nothing. It's not agogo. There's nothing to do with agogo. Life is not about agogo, but it's agoge. What is this word actually? What does it mean?
那这个字什么意思呢？
And inside here, the word actually means to lead.
那这个意思，那个字的意思是领导。
And that is an interesting thing to note.
其实是很有趣的。
Paul wasn't just talking about manner of life as in just how he lived.
那保罗不是只是讲他如何过生活，而是有领导的意思。
The idea here is to live as a person who leads.
那就是要活一个领导人的一个生活。
So three aspects. The first aspect, where does it all begin?
那是从什么开始呢?
It really begins with this new life that we can have in the Lord Jesus Christ.
那第一呢,就是在耶稣里能找到的新生活。
And this was the experience of the Apostle Paul.
这就是使徒保罗的经验。
When he came to know the Lord, his life was changed.
当他认识到主耶稣的时候,他的生命完全改变。
He experienced a new life in Christ.
他体验到了在基督里的新生活。
From a person who was persecuting people, he changed to become a person telling people about Jesus.
他从一个逼迫人的一个人呢,变成一个告诉分享福音的使徒保罗。
From a person who was angry to a person who was praying.
从一个很充满怒气的人变成一个时常祈祷的人。
That is a drastic change in life.
那是一个很大的变化。
This is the new life that he experienced, and that's the first thing.
那就是他体验到的新生活，这是第一件事。
Right, and we read in, for example, in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 that tells us, if anyone is in Christ, you are a new creation.
那在哥林多后书第五章十七节，我们读到，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
So within this idea of manner of life, the first aspect is that when we come to know the Lord Jesus Christ, and when we find this salvation in Him, this new life is ours to experience.
所以呢，在这个品行的概念里呢，其实第一点就是，当我们认识到主耶稣基督的时候，我们得到救恩的时候，有一个新生命。And
this is something we can all understand.
这是我们大家都能了解的。When
we come to know the Lord, what a sense of life we have, we can have.
当我们认识主耶稣的时候，我们可以有充满生命。Appreciate
very much those who bore witness at the Mooncake Festival celebration that we had.
我很感谢那些在我们中秋节特别节目的时候见证的人。And
each one spoke of a new life in Christ.
那每一位都见证在基督里有新生命。I
remember how Mr. Tan.
我记得 Mr. Tan.
And how, you know, when you have that new life, you just find this ability to be able to cope with things in life.
当你在耶稣里有新生命的时候，你会面对，可以面对挑战。So
Mr. Tan and Mrs. Ng both spoke of their faith in the Lord.
所以 Mr. Tan 还有黄太太呢，就述说他们在主里的信心。Remember
how when we went to see Mr. Tan in hospital when he had to do heart surgery?
我记得我们去探访，在医院探访 Mr. Tan 的时候，他要动新的手术的时候。Remember
the strength that he had.
我们记得他的力量。The
joy that he had.
他的喜乐。He
said, "Are you okay?" We asked him.
我问他你还好吗？
He said, "Don't worry, I'm as strong as a bull."
他说没事的，我跟牛一样强壮。Because
one of the things that had to be put in his heart is from a bull.
因为他动手术的时候，有一个部分是要从牛里得到的。Yes,
but you see, this is the new life.
这就是新生命。It
is the new, and you know we experience that.
我们就可以体验到。You
know, it's just remembering the example, Madam Koh as well.
Madam Koh 也是。
What if you are so much older? Can you still experience a new life? Yes.
你如果年长还可以体验到新生命吗？当然可以的。And
I thought that video just spoke volumes of what it is all about.
那个视频是这样见证了。The
joy.
那个喜乐,
the peace.
那个平安,
the assurance.
那个确信,
even something that seems small, like being able to sleep at night.
例如比较小的事情，好像可以在晚上睡觉。This
is part of the experience of it all.
这其实是我们可以体验到的新生命。And
Paul's life was just so wonderfully changed.
那保罗的生命呢，就很美好的变了。From
what he once was.
他从前所是的。
To this totally new person that he became.
变成他一个像新的人一样。You
know, in the last few years, we have seen people coming to know the Lord and coming alive to the Lord again and again and again.
那过去几年呢，我们看到很多位朋友都在基督里找到新生命。And
to me, one of the most significant is this man called John Mark.
对我来说呢，最出众的是一个叫John Mark的先生。Here
is a man who has Parkinson's disease at a very severe level.
那这位男士呢，他其实是有帕金森的。I
remember going to the hospital.
我记得去医院的时候。Because
not enough, you know, so only limited number of visitors.
啊，他们限制能探访他的人。So
I couldn't go up.
所以我不能上楼。But
Pastor went, and Pastor Mark and Pastor Mitch went as well.
可是陈牧师 Mark 和 Mitch 牧师就上去了。And
they bore witness to him.
他们是向他见证。They
shared with him about the life of Mark.
他们就跟他分享了。 And, you know,
and they told him how you can have a life that is also you can have this new life in Christ.
他们就跟他分享，你也可以有这个新生命。
And how could he respond? He couldn't say. He couldn't speak.
他如何回应呢？因为他不能说话。
He had to point.
他要用指的。
And so he had a little chart there, and he just pointed. Would you like to believe in Jesus? And he pointed to the alphabets. Yes.
所以他不能说话，他就指了。要我要相信主耶稣。
And that was just an amazing thing. I wasn't there, but as I heard about it, I thought, what an amazing thing to see new life.
我当时不在场，可是当我听到的时候，我说啊，多美好啊，能够看到这个新生命。
And up till today, John Mark still comes to church faithfully.
直到今天呢 ，John Mark 还是每个星期都来教会的。
He has lost control of all his functions.
他失去了他的手的能力。
Can there still be new life in a person like that?
在这种人生命里还能有新生命吗？
And the answer is yes.
答案是可以的。
We begin here.
我们从这里开始。
Manner of life begins with the new life we can have in Christ.
我们的品行呢，就从在基督里能找到的新生命开始。
And that's our encouragement.
那是我们的鼓励。
If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, come to know Christ first and experience this life for yourself.
如果你还没认识主耶稣呢，来相信主耶稣。自己体验这个新生命。
So that's the first part of it.
那是第一点。
New life.
新生命。
What's the second part of it?
第二点是什么呢？
To be able to really understand this manner of life.
为了很了解这个品行。
Is to be conscious of how I lead my life.
是要很意识到我们要如何怎样过生活。
The word lead is there.
那个领导是其实在哪里的意思。
And the idea of lead, one part of it is that it's about how we lead our own lives.
其实呢，概念呢，是我们如何自己过生活。
And life is for us to lead.
那生命呢，是由我们自己来过的。
Right? One day there was a person who once asked me, what do you think life should be? You think life you just drift around or you lead your life?
那 有一天呢，有人就问我，你觉得生命是怎样的？是在漂浮的过吗？还是你要有意思的去过自己的生活？
And so I said, lead your life. I think that is the answer.
所以我跟他说，你要很有意思去过生活。
And the person who asked me this is my former, used to be father-in-law. He's my present father-in-law, the father of my then girlfriend asked me this question.
是我岳父问我的这个问题。
Yes. Thankfully, I said no. Life should be led. We should lead our lives.
很庆幸的，我是说，生命是要有很意思的过的。
Otherwise, I think I won't be married today.
不然我觉得我可能不结婚，不可能结婚了。
You see, this is what it is. This is part of that word there. Life is something you got to lead your life.
那生命呢是要有意思的过的。
And it matters.
是有。是重要的。
It really does matter.
是很重要的。其实。
When the apostle Paul first came to know the Lord, and you know what, he had this new life. That's true.
当使徒保罗先认识到主耶稣的时候，他确实有新生命。
He tried to bear witness to people.
他尝试去见证。
It didn't work.
没有。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because of his life.
因为他的生命。
All people knew about his life.
人家认识他的生命呢？
Were all the bad things.
只是坏的东西。
And the apostle Paul knew.
使徒保罗知道这一点。
He needed to lead his life in a different direction.
他需要以不同的方式去生活。
And he went away for 3 years.
所以他三年去到另外一个地方。
To do what?
做什么呢？
Partly is to lead his life totally to cut from the past and lead it in a different direction. This is the word here, agoge.
他就是要到另外一个地方去过不一样的生活。
It matters how we live our life.
我们怎么过生活是重要的。
So we begin with that new life in Christ, and that's wonderful.
所以我们以在主里的新生命开始是好的。
But the second level is when we lead our lives and we do it as we grow in faith, in knowledge, in wisdom. You know what? I'm going to lead my life in a way that is good and that is exemplary for others.
可是第二点呢，就是当我们在智慧、在信心里成长的时候，我们要过好生活，让作为好榜样。
And I think this is something that we all understand.
这是我们都了解的。
As parents,
身为父母。
As grandparents,
身为祖父母。
You understand this.
你们了解。
People are watching you.
人家在观察你们。
Your grandchildren,
你们的孙儿。
Your children,
你们的孩子们。
They are watching how you lead your life.
他们在观察你如何过你的生活。
And it does matter.
是重要的。
As a father, I am very conscious of this.
身为一个父亲，我很重视这一点。
How do I lead my own life before my son Noah?
我在我的儿子伟人面前如何过生活呢？
I want to be able to do it well.
我要好好的过生活。
Right, we begin to realize that he picks up things from you, whether or not you like it.
我开始发现他会学习我的动作。
And so Noah, he would pick up things. So for example, in the past, we used to say, you know, when he does something well, then we will clap.
那例如呢，有伟文就学习到的动作就是，当他做好事的时候，我们会鼓掌。
Yeah, so we will do it.
我们会鼓掌。
Recently, he started to clap as well.
那最近呢，他就开始学习如何鼓掌。
So one morning, he was in his bed, and he sleeps on his own. So usually, when he cries, then we go and pick him up, and then he's awake, and we'll pick him up.
所以呢，通常伟人是自己一个人睡在他的床上。
And so one day, he didn't cry. You know, it was quite late already. I needed to come to church already, and he still hasn't woken up. So how come? So we checked the camera that is there.
所以一个星期天早上呢，我们发觉到，哎，其实他还没哭，还没睡醒，为什么呢？我们就查了那个机关啊，那个手机。
And then we found him sitting on his bed, clapping for himself.
我们就发现呢，他其实坐在床上为自己鼓掌啊。
Pick things up.
他们会学习我们的模样。
They will. Whether or not you like it, you are already an example.
我们喜不喜欢，我们其实都已经是榜样了。
How you lead.
你如何过你的生活。
Others will follow.
其他人会跟随你们的。
Whether it's our children.
不管是我们的孩子们。
Our grandchildren.
我们的孙子们。
You know, for all the older ones here, all the young ones are looking at you too.
那在这里叫年长的呢，我们这里的年轻人也在观察你们。
They speak of your example.
他们述说您的榜样。
They speak of how you have regard for worship.
他们说您尊重上帝。
This is your example.
这就是您的榜样。
And when you lead your life like this, others can see and others can follow.
当你们如此的过生活的时候，其他人观察到，也会跟随你们的榜样。
And that's the challenge of it all. So hidden within this one word.Agoge is really this idea of one, first we need to have that new life. We need to be able to experience that first and foremost.
所以这个品行的概念呢，第一就是我们要体验到在主里有能有的新生命。
But then second part of it,
可是第二点呢，
is how we lead our own life.
是我们要意识到我们如何过生活。
And the Apostle Paul knew this.
使徒保罗是了解这一点的。
And so he went away.And he led his life in a different direction altogether.
所以他就花了点时间到了别的地方过不一样的生活。
And when he came back, he served the Lord. He was a different man.
所以当他回来侍奉上帝的时候，他完全是不一样的人了。
How different?
多不一样呢？
So different that even as he served the Lord,
他不一样到呢，即使他在侍奉上帝的时候，
a young man called Timothy.Would look at him and say, "That is a man worth following."
一个年轻的人叫提摩太，会看着他，觉得他是一个能跟随的榜样。
So outstanding was his life.
他的生命如此的出众。
Here was Timothy.
这是提摩太。
Young man.
提摩太是个年轻的人。
Willing to give up being with family.
愿意不跟家人在一起。
Willing to put the whole course of his life on this one person. Why?
愿意用他的生命去模仿这个人，为什么呢？
Because of how he led his life.
因为使徒保罗他如何过他的人生。
That is outstanding.
这就是出众的。
So this is what we're looking at here.
所以这是我们这里能学到的。
Here's my life in Christ.
这是我在主里的信的生命。
Here is how I want to lead my life consciously.
这是我意识到我要如何过我自己的生命。
And it may not be, initially it may be hard, but you know something, this consciousness just grows on you bit by bit.
起初可能会比较难，可是这个意识呢，其实会增长的。
So I'm conscious as a father, I'm conscious of how I behave towards Noah.
那我身为人父呢，我意识到我如何对待伟人。
I want to be sure that I communicate to him what is good and right.
我要很确定我跟他沟通的是好的，是对的。
I want him to be joyful.
我要他有喜乐。
I must first reflect joy.
我自己一定要有喜乐。
I want him to relate to people.
我要他与别人沟通。
I must first do it.
我自己先要这样子做。
You know what? I just want to be able to lead my life well.
我要好好的过我自己的人生。
And that's the challenge.
这就是我们的挑战。
Is there a third part?
有个第三个部分吗？
And the answer is yes.
有的。
The third part of it.
这第三点呢？
Is this consciousness?
是意识到。
Not just of how I lead my life.
不仅仅是我们如何过生活。
But of being a leader.
可是是当一个领袖。
And that is exactly what Paul was.
那就是使徒保罗，他是一个领袖。
He was a leader.
他是一位领袖。
In every epistle that he begins, he writes, he is apostle.
那他在写的每一个书信呢，都会开始都是他 开始都会说他是 使徒。
And he's conscious of that.
他很意识到这一点。
He's conscious that as a leader, I must live in a certain way.
他知道他自己是领袖，所以意识到要好好的过生活。
He's even more conscious, even more careful of the way that he lived.
他更加的谨慎，他如何过他的生活。
He was a preacher.
他是一个正道者。
He was an apostle.
他是个使徒。
He was a teacher of the Gentiles.
他是个老师。
You know, in every case, he was even more careful of his manner of life.
他更加的谨慎他的品行。
To all who are in leadership positions.
对于那些在领袖位置上的。
Whether you are a teacher.
不管你是老师。
You are senior person. You are going to become a senior person where you are.
可能在工作岗位上比较年长，比较有资历。
Whether you are a boss,
可能你是老板。
This applies to you.
这是我们能应用到的。
Lead your life.
过好你的生活。
As a leader.
身为一个领袖。
Conscious.
要意识到。
That what you do, how you do, what you say, how you say is going to affect the next person.
你的品行、你的言语、你的每一举动呢，都会影响到下一个人。
So when we put these three things together.
当我们把这三点释放在一起的时候呢
，Then we catch a glimpse of this idea of manner of life.
那我们就更加的了解这个品行的这个字。
And that's the challenge for us.
这是我们的挑战。
Not just to begin with a new life in Christ.
不仅仅是开始在基督里的新生活。
And then stop there.
然后在那里停止。
Many of us begin with a new life in Christ.
我们很多人呢，就从新生活里开始。
Then we just enjoy the life.
然后我们就享受我们的生命。
That's not what the Apostle Paul did with his life.
那使徒保罗不是这样子的。
To him, if I have found new life in Christ,
对他来说，如果我在主里找到新生命，
I must make sure I lead my life well.
我一定要把生活过得好。
Right, I must make sure that to all who would look at me, you know, I'm going to be a worthwhile example for them.
他要确认呢，如果人家观察他，他会是一个值得跟随的榜样。
And he was, he really was.
他真的是一个值得跟随的榜样。
That was what he wanted to do.
他是要这样子做的。
So he came to know the Lord, and then he sought to really become that good example to lead his life well.
所以他认识了上帝之后呢，他开始要做个好的榜样。
How did he do this?
他如何做到呢？
He grew in his faith.
他增长他的信心。
He grew in knowledge.
他增长他的见识。
Grew in wisdom.
他增长他的智慧。
And the more he learned, the more he became that example.
他学的越多呢，他就是越好的榜样。
And finally, there came a point of time in Paul's life where he wasn't just another servant of God. He was now a leading person.
那直到有一天呢，使徒保罗不仅仅是其中一个侍奉上帝的仆人，他是一个使徒。
A person in a leading position.
他是一个领袖。
How will he live his life?
他如何过他的生活呢？
Consciously.
意识到。
Carefully.
谨慎的。
Every aspect looked into.
每一个方面他都会观察。
Such that Timothy can look at his life.
甚至提摩太能看到他的生命。
And identify here 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. At least 7 aspects to follow.
直到提摩太能在十诫里找到七个方面来跟随。
This is what it means to be an example.
这就是做好榜样的意思。
Manner of life.
品行。
It is not such a straightforward thing after all.
它的概念不是很直接的。
But a wonderful challenge to our own heart.
可是对我们来说是个美好的挑战。
What is our challenge?
我们的挑战是什么呢？
You know what? We can cultivate our life along these lines.
我们可以如同使徒保罗一样培养我们的生命。
Maybe you have come to experience this new life in Christ for yourself.
可能你自己体验到了在基督里的新生命。
Take it to the next level.
做下一点。
Lead that life well.
过好自己的生活。
Every time we come for bilingual worship, we learn something new.
每当我们来到双语崇拜会的时候呢，我们学习新的教诲。
If we apply it well, you know what? We become examples for people.
如果我们好好的运用的话，我们成为别人的榜样。
And you can be a wonderful example for your family.
那你可以为家人成为一个好的榜样。
Your children.
你的孩子们。
Your grandchildren.
你们的子孙们。
At the end of the day, what are we leaving behind for them?
我们到最终是留给什么给他们呢？
True, we work hard to provide, and we have done that.
我们的确要努力工作，为他们供应。
But what will they remember?
可是他们会记得什么呢？
It's your example.
是你的榜样。
And if you become that example, that is going to count for much.
如果你成为那个榜样的话，他们会记得的。
And then for those who are seeking to lead your life well, the next challenge would be, in whatever position that you are placed in ministry, in your own work out there in the world as a mother, as a father? How are you leading?
那对于那些我们已经在意识到要过好生活的呢，可能就是如果你在工作岗位或者在侍奉上帝的领袖位置上呢，我们如何过我们的生活呢？
And the challenge is to cultivate our life along these lines.
那我们的挑战就是要这样子的培养我们的生活。
Cultivate until the time where that commendation comes.
培养到有嘉奖的时候。
And that commendation is received.
我们收到嘉奖。
You know, we on Sunday and Monday when we came back.
上个星期我们回来的时候。
One of the things that we did was a funeral for Madam Lo.
我们其中做的一件事就是有一个丧礼。
You know, and when we looked at her life.
当我们观察她的生命的时候。
Was she a great leader somewhere? No.
她是一个很大的一个领袖吗？不是。
But you know, as far as her own family was concerned, her example.Was a really good one.
可是对于他的家属来说，他是一个很好的榜样。
Working hard to provide for the family.
他努力工作来供应家人。
Making sacrifices.
他牺牲自己。
You know, finding it hard along the way and yet persevering.
可能觉得有点很难受，可是还是坚持了。
You know, when the grandchildren came along, she loved them.
当他有子孙的时候，他疼爱他们。
Now speaking to Gabby and to Edward, you know, she would tell them.She loved them.
那我跟他的子孙谈的时候，他会告诉他们，他很爱他们。
She would make it a point, put in the effort to bring them out, to relate to them.
他会费心呢去跟他们沟通，去把他们带出去玩。
You know, it might not seem very much at that time.
可能当时觉得是小事。
But as they look back,
可是他们回顾的时候
，they realize that this is an example.
他们意识到这是个好榜样。
And that's our challenge.
这就是我们的挑战。
On whichever level you are at,
不管你在哪一个地方面
saved with a new life, wonderful, next level.
可你被拯救了，你一个新生命，好，到下一点。
Perhaps we need to go on to the next level, even.
可能我们要到更高的层次。
Wherever you are at,
不管你在哪一个层次
let's cultivate our lives to be good examples.
让我们培养我们的生命，做好榜样。
That is a challenge.
这就是我们的挑战。
And personally, I take this challenge to heart too.
那我个人呢，也把这个挑战。
And ever since we are ordained and now called pastor,
当我们成为牧师的时候
，You know, I want to be even more conscious of the example that I set for people.
我要更意识到我的榜样。
Sometimes people ask, "What should we call you?"
有时候人家就会问我，我们应该叫你什么呢
？Do we call you pastor?
我们叫你牧师吗
？You know, I always tell them it's what's natural to you.
我就会跟他们说，你觉得什么是自然的
？When will people call us pastors? When?
那人家为什么说他叫我们牧师呢
？When we are examples.
当我们是榜样的时候。
And not until then.
直到那时候。
And that is something that we want to work towards as well.
这是我们要努力做的。
Whether you are serving the Lord.
不管你是在侍奉上帝。
Whether you are, you know, in your own family.
可能在你自己的家里。
In your work.
在工作岗位上
，manner of life，
品行。
Let's seek to be an example，
让我们试图做好榜样。
And that will be something that will be really worthwhile doing。
那是一个很值得做的事。
Okay, well, let's pray together。
让我们一起祷告。
Our Father in heaven, we thank you for the example of the Apostle Paul。
我们亲爱的天父，我们感谢您使徒保罗的榜样。
And we thank you that in everything he did, he sought to be that example.
我们感谢您，他在生命里试图做好榜样。
He led his life in a way that was outstanding.
他生活得很出众。
And that left a deep impact on all who followed him and who followed the Lord Jesus Christ.
那影响到了他那些跟随他还有跟随主耶稣的人。
And we pray that you would encourage us to seek to be good examples too.
我们祈求您会鼓励我们的心成为好榜样。
And when I ask you to encourage us all over again,
祈求你鼓励我们的心。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们是奉主耶稣的名而求。
Amen.